Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines, and this episode's brought to you by Amazon.com. If you plan on doing any online shopping, holidays are upon us. Black Friday's deals on Amazon are just remarkable. Go to otrwesterns.com/Amazon and look at those deals. I was looking at the ones that they sent me as like a preview for affiliates, and I was shocked. Just the stuff. I mean, no waiting in lines. Can you imagine not being one of those people? You know, here it is a week before Thanksgiving or about that, and there's people lined out in front of our Sam's Club trying to get those deals. It's like, really? Go to otrwesterns.com/Amazon. You don't have to wait in line. You don't have to miss your Thanksgiving and all that good stuff. I think that's about it. Let's get into today's episode. Today's episode is going to be The Cisco Kid. Original air date is January 20th, 1955, and the title is Heritage of Death. Hope you enjoy, and again, thanks for listening.
Here's adventure! Here's romance! Here's the famous Robin Hood of the Old West!
Cisco! The sheriff! He is getting closer!
This way, Pancho! Vamano!
The Cisco Kid! The Cisco Kid and our exciting story, Heritage of Death. One of the strangest stories to come out of the West in the early days of the frontier actually began in a large eastern city. When Jason Hargis died and his will was read, it was discovered that Jason owned a huge cattle ranch in the territory of Arizona. This ranch, together with his other vast holdings, was left to Jason's young son, Bobby. Our story opens in the eastern city as Bobby's uncle and guardian, Arthur Dobson, is talking to a hulk of a man in western garb named Kirby Lawson.
I had you make this trip all the way from Arizona for a very good reason, Kirby.
I figured you had something important in mind to pay my expenses all the way east and back, Mr. Dobson.
You'll be worth it if you're the kind of a man I think you are.
You got some kind of job you want done?
I have, and I think you're the man to do it.
I'm listening to anything you got to say, Mr. Dobson.
As Bobby's guardian and uncle, I stand to take over every bit of Jason's property if Bobby dies.
Like I said, I'm listening to you, Mr. Dobson.
There are many things on a ranch that might happen to a young boy. Accidental, of course.
Of course. But I ain't the only one on that ranch. I'm only the foreman of the place. The Robertsons manage it.
All the more reason for you to see that my plan is carried out. Once the boy is out of the way, you get a big share of the ranch, and we won't need the Robertsons.
You got yourself a deal, Mr. Dobson. When's the boy going out there?
I'll bring him west in 2 weeks. Meanwhile, you'll return to the ranch and tell Mr. and Mrs. Robertson to expect us.
You picked out a good time for the trip. Spring roundup season's coming. I'll take care of my part of the bargain. You bring the boy out to the ranch. I'll see to it that he never leaves.
Cisco, this the fourth time we go through, and the fourth time you not let Pancho stop to eat.
There'll be plenty of time and plenty to eat, Pancho, when we arrive at the Hargis Rancho.
Cisco, why Senor and Senora Robinson not get their own rancho?
Because they have a lifetime job of managing the Hargis Rancho for young Bobby.
Ain't that a good job? Pancho mind the work on that rancho if they not got that foreman.
You mean Kirby Lawson?
Uh-huh.
Well, I do not care for him very much either, Pancho.
Pancho not like that Kirby Lawson, hombre.
I do not like the way he handles horses and cattle. I think he has a mean streak in him.
Better he not show that mean streak when Cisco around.
Pancho, we are not looking for trouble.
I know.
We have been invited for a quiet visit. We are going to do everything in our power to see it stays that way.
What way?
Quieto.
Pancho, no, not be quieto for long around Cisco.
The shot seemed to come from the other side of this hill, Pancho. Uh-huh. Let us go take a look. Up, Diablo, come on.
Go take a look. Go, go, go.
Up over the top of the hill, Pancho.
Yeah.
It's not much of a climb. Faster, Diablo. Ha!
Yeah, we get there sooner. Faster, go, 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 go.
Wonder what those gunshots could be.
Pancho, where the two Cisco?
Go, Diablo, ho, ho.
Ho, lo, ho, na, ho, ho. Cisco, look. Those two hombres, they changed the stagecoach.
After them, Pancho. Pump Diablo, help ya.
Go, 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 go. It looked like that driver hurt Cisco. The horse is running away.
See, Pancho. Try to draw the gunfire of those banditos. Shoot at them.
Pancho, shoot, Cisco.
Bueno. They know we are after them.
Yeah, they turn and run away, Cisco.
Now, Pancho, you must try to stop the stagecoach. Pump Diablo, ha.
Faster, Lobo. Buena.
I think I shot a bullet through the sombrero of the big hombre, Pancho.
Pancho thinks so too, Cisco. We're getting closer to the stagecoach.
See, those horses are tiring. Up, Diablo, ha!
Cisco jumped to the back of the lead team.
I do not think it will be necessary, Pancho. You ride on the offside of the leaders.
Yeah, Cisco ride on the near side.
Now, Pancho, grab them.
Pancho got him, Cisco. Oh, come on. Oh, ho, ho, ho.
Oh, now, ho, 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 ho.
Calm down, Bobby. We nearly lost our lives.
Are you all right, senor?
Thanks to you, sir, we are.
The driver dead, Cisco.
Oh. Gee, I'm sorry. I wanted to see a holdup. I didn't want anybody to get hurt.
I wish Pancho and I had met with you sooner, young senor. Perhaps you could have prevented it.
The incident is regrettable. We certainly appreciate what you did, sir. I am Arthur Dobson, and this is my nephew, Bobby Hargis.
Bobby Hargis? That the young Nino Cisco and Pancho talk about.
You were talking about me?
Uh-huh.
How'd you know me?
We only know of you, young senor. We are good friends of Senor and Senora Roberts.
Si, we go to visit them now.
Oh, then you're headed for the ranch.
Si, Senor Dobson.
Mm.
Pancho can drive the stagecoach from here. Did you see the faces of the hombres who shot at the coach?
No, Mr.
Your pardon, senor. I am the Cisco Kid, and mi compañero is called Pancho.
Buenos dias, Senor Dobson. Buenos dias from Pancho, young Senor Bobby.
Hi, Pancho. Buenos dias. I'm glad to know you.
I'm glad to know you, Pancho, and you, Cisco.
Gracias. Do you know why those hombres tried to stop your stage?
The stage not carry no gold, Cisco.
No, I can't think of any reason why they should attack us.
Since you two are the only passengers, those banditos must have been after one of you.
Oh, why, that's ridiculous. No one knew we were coming out here except the Robertsons.
And Mr. Lawson, Uncle Arthur.
Oh, yes, yes, Mr. Lawson. He probably heard about it from the Robertsons.
No, he didn't hear it from the Robertsons. When he was back east, you told him.
Yes, of course. I'd forgotten about that, Bobby. Those two bandits were probably after my money.
No, senor. In this part of the country, banditos do not attack a stagecoach for money unless they are sure it is carrying a good-sized shipment of gold.
I see.
What were they after, Cisco?
I do not know, young senor. But I think I can identify the man who murdered the driver of this stage. And when I do, he will pay for it.
Oh, you botched your job like a rank amateur, Kirby.
Now look here, Dobson. I had no idea Cisco and his partner show up. I couldn't chance letting them recognize me.
Well, how did they happen to be invited here at this time?
Don't know. Unless it was for the roundup.
I've heard of this Cisco Kid. The report is that he's very fast with the six gun.
He's fast, all right. But I'm thinking there's someone I know who's faster.
Meaning you?
Meaning me.
Well, don't do anything foolhardy. It's the kid we want, not Cisco.
I'll get the kid, all right. And in the meantime, if Cisco gets in my way, I'll get him, too.
You'd better be able to back your words, because here comes Cisco and his partner right now.
Un momento, Senor Lawson. I would like to have a word with you.
I was just telling Kirby about the dead driver of our coach.
That was Cisco when they talked that Lawson hombre about.
What's he jawing about, Cisco?
Your sombrero, hombre. Has a bullet hole in it.
What about it?
I shot a bullet to the sombrero of the hombre that killed that driver.
That don't mean nothing. Mine ain't the only hat with a Carl's bad crease in it in this part of the country.
But yours got the bullet hole in it.
Why don't you explain that bullet hole, Kirby?
I would like to hear your explanation, Senor Lawson.
Well, Sure. I bet Mr. Dobson on a new hat plus $20 that I could put two holes through this sombrero with a single shot.
Yeah, that's correct. I'll pay you as soon as you return to the ranch house, Kirby.
Maybe you'd like a personal demonstration, Cisco.
Can't you like to see you do this, hombre?
Then what? I'll throw this sombrero over there. How's this?
Now we see if it got two bullet holes from one bullet.
They got good luck, gents. It's punctured twice, clean through.
You are accurate with a six-gun, Señor Lawson.
Remember it, Cisco. The next time you cross me, I'll ventilate you, just like I did that hat.
Before you try it, Señor, remember this. Pancho,
si?
Throw that sombrero into the air.
Bueno! Cisco hit that sombrero 3 times.
That is excellent marksmanship.
Here is your sombrero, Señor Lawson. As you can see, there are 6 more holes in it.
6 bullet holes with 3 bullets.
Who told you you could shoot up my hat?
You have already won a new one from Señor Dobson.
Why, of course, Kirby. You'll get your new hat. There's no need for you and Cisco to have any misunderstanding.
We will have none, Señor. You see, I do not like to be crossed either. I am sure we will both remember this sombrero.
My plan works, Dobson. I'm going to get rid of Cisco, Pancho, the Robertson, and Bobby all at the same time.
What do you propose to do, Kirby?
You saw them all leaving the buckboard, didn't you?
They were on their way to church.
Did you see the team Harry was driving?
Yeah, that horse seemed a bit skittish.
Skittish and gun-shy.
How does that particular team enter into your plans?
They've got across the river to get to church. The river's swollen from the spring floods.
Yes, I notice. It's a raging torrent.
A bullet over those horses' heads just before they're crossing the bridge will make runaways of them.
Yeah, and you think this will cause the buckboard and his passengers to be thrown into the river?
I know it will. And just to make sure they don't come out alive, I'm going to be there with my rifle.
You see, I told you there'd be plenty of room for all of us in this buckboard, Madge. Steady there.
Well, I still say it's too crowded, Harry, but since we're all gone to church, it's all right.
I wonder why Uncle Arthur didn't go with us.
And can't you hear the uncle say he go to inspect the new calves with that Kirby hombre, Bobby?
Does Senor Dobson know anything about cattle, Senora Madge?
No more than I know about driving an 8-horse hitch, Cisco.
I don't know why he's got to inspect calves on Sunday anyhow. Slow down now, hoboy.
That is what I have wondered about also, Senor Harry.
Why are we slowing down, Mr. Robertson?
Because of the bridge up ahead. One of these horses is pretty skittish. That river is swollen from the spring flood.
There is a powerful current to the river.
And that river is strong enough to drown anyone but fall in it.
That ain't the worst of it, Pancho. There's a 50-foot fall about a quarter mile downriver.
This critter on the offside is gun-shy. I wouldn't have hitched him, but all the other horses were turned out to pasture. Calm down now, steady.
Now, you drive careful, Harry. Bobby, I'd feel a lot better if you'd climb up off that luggage rack and sit in the back seat with Cisco and Pancho.
Oh, it's fun sitting back here, Mrs. Robertson. I can let my feet dangle. They almost touch the ground.
See, Senora Madge, little Nino's got to have some fun.
All right, Bobby, but you hang on.
Yeah, Cisco look like he's thinking about trouble.
I was just thinking about that Kirby hombre and Senor Dobson.
What do you think about him, Cisco, huh?
There was something peculiar about those bullet holes in that sombrero business.
Hey, Cisco, look! There's your horse following us.
Mother mia, Diablo, Cisco.
Well, I'll be dead blamed. How'd that critter get loose?
Harry, you stop turning around and tend to your driving.
Diablo must have jumped the corral fence and followed us.
Boy, I wouldn't give to have a horse like that.
Careful now, Harry. We're getting to the bridge.
Either stop telling me how to drive, Madge, or take the reins yourself. What? Tarnation. Whoa! Whoa there! Whoa!
He's running away!
The horse is headed across the bridge, Cisco.
Move over to Pancho so I can reach Bobby.
I'm slipping! Help!
Bobby!
Santos! Bobby fell into the river! I must try to save him!
Cisco! Bobby! They both be drowned in the river!
And it seems that the flood-swollen waters of the turbulent river will carry Cisco and Bobby to certain death. In just a moment, we'll return to The Cisco Kid. Now back to the Cisco Kid and our gripping story, Heritage of Death. Arthur Dobson, the evil guardian of Bobby Hargis, is in collusion with Kirby Lawson to do away with young Bobby. On the way to church in a buckboard, Cisco, Pancho, Bobby, and the managers of the Hargis Ranch, Harry and Madge Robertson, must cross a bridge over a flood-swollen river. As they do, the horses are frightened by bullets from the rifle of Kirby Lawson and run away. Bobby is thrown into the raging river, and Cisco dives in to save him. Now...
Keep paddling, Bobby. I'm coming after you.
I'll try, Cisco.
Now, put your hands on my shoulders and relax. I will swim to shore.
Like this, Cisco?
See, see. Do not put your hands around my neck or you will choke me.
It's current. It's awful.
See, I cannot swim against it. Pulling us downstream.
That waterfall. Mrs. Robertson talked about it. Just up ahead. I'm scared, Cisco.
Do not lose your head, Bobby. We still have a chance.
What are you going to do?
There on the shore, Diablo. He has followed us downstream.
Can Diablo swim?
Say, Bobby, he can. Here, Diablo! Diablo!
He's coming in, Cisco. He's coming in right after us.
I knew he would, Bobby. Diablo can swim strongly enough to buck this current. Here, Diablo! Yeah, yeah. Now, Bobby, you hold up my shoulders. I will hold on to Diablo's tail.
Why don't we climb on his back, Cisco?
A horse cannot swim with anyone on his back, Bobby. He will get us out of here this way. All right, up, Diablo. Come on, make for shore. Get up there. Go.
He's doing it, Cisco. Diablo's the best horse in the whole world.
See, here's to me, Bobby.
Bobby, are you all right?
Sure, Mrs. Robertson. Diablo's saving us.
Cisco, you all right?
Say, Pancho, we can wade out now. Come on.
I never saw anything like that in my life, Cisco.
Si, Senor Harry. Diablo has saved my life more than once.
Ah, good Diablo. Good boy.
Where did that gunshot that made the horses bolt come from?
Remove behind that hill, Cisco.
Let me have your guns, Pancho. Mine are wet.
Are you going after him, Cisco?
Si, I am, Bobby.
Land sakes, we'll have to go home and get Bobby some dry clothes. He'll catch his death of cold.
All right, hold Diablo. Hold now, huh?
You can't ride Diablo without a bridle, Cisco.
I have done it before. I can guide Diablo by his mane and the tone of my voice.
Here the guns, Cisco.
Gracias, Pancho. Ah, bueno. Your guns are in good order, Pancho, and ready for action. Up, Diablo, help you.
Hey, Santo Pancho, never see Cisco so mad. Cisco! Be careful!
By thunder, it's the killer who shot that rifle at us that ought to be careful. Cisco's after him with blood in his eye.
Can't figure that buckboard not going over into the river, Dobson.
I certainly thought it would when Cisco jumped in after the boy, Kirby.
That Cisco's got luck, lots of it. But it ain't gonna last forever.
Oh, you never can tell. Lady Fortune smiles upon those who live dangerously.
What's that?
I was merely thinking aloud. Well, Kirby, Cisco has foiled your plans twice.
This time I'll get him.
So you're ready to try against him a third time, eh? We'll have to eliminate Cisco if we're ever going to get Bobby out of the way.
I'm right handy with a six-gun, Dobson.
So is Cisco. Remember that sombrero?
I am. That was only a test for a sure shot, not a fast draw.
No, Kirby. This time we'll have to be more subtle. We're going to have to use brains, not brawn. Figuring instead of fisticuffs.
Whatever you figure out, I can handle. What is it?
We're going to dig a pit. Mr. Cisco Kid's going to fall into it.
You mean with a shovel?
No, my friend, with a plot. A plot spelled death for Cisco and Bobby.
Lance and I see no sign of Cisco yet.
I ain't worried about Cisco. I'm worried about that hombre went after. Hope he gets him. Oh, there, whoa.
Hey, look. Here comes Uncle Arthur and Mr. Lawson.
Never mind about them, Bobby. To the house you go, and to change those wet clothes.
Oh, I want to tell them what happened to us.
Yeah, you better go along, Bobby. You can tell them later.
Come on, Bobby. We'll have a glass of milk and some gooseberry pie.
Can I have the pie first?
Gooseberry pie? And Pancho wish Pancho for it to the river, too. Pancho wish Cisco here now.
You got your wish, Pancho. Here comes Kirby and Arthur, and here comes Cisco. Looks like he's trailing a man. Well, how'd the calf inspection go, Arthur?
Very interesting.
Very interesting indeed.
Yeah. We covered a lot of ground.
And Cisco covered a lot of ground, too.
Hold on. Now, hombres.
Everything is out in the open.
What do you mean, Cisco?
Both of you know what I mean. I trailed you. I found empty rifle shells near your boot tracks near the river.
So what? I was shooting at jackrabbits.
Just like you shot at the sombrero, hombre?
If you're looking for trouble, Cisco, you come to the right place.
Gentlemen, gentlemen, control yourselves, please.
I am controlling myself, Dobson. Or I would be wiping the ground with you for trying to kill little Bobby.
Why, a tin-horn maverick!
Cisco, look out! He go for the...
Holy bumbling Bethesda. Cisco shot the gun clean out of Kirby's hand.
Don't you know this always happened when the other hombre pulled the gun on Cisco?
What's going on out there? What's all the shooting about?
Hey, who got shot? Anybody hit?
No, no, Bobby. No, nothing's happened that's of any concern to a young boy.
To my way of thinking, it sure does concern Bobby.
The only concern I got is that you're not going to be shooting off guns in my front yard.
Cisco, that could help this, Senora Madge. That Kirby hombre drove first.
Please, Senora. Take Bobby and go back into the house.
Stay. I don't want to miss anything.
Do as I say, Senora.
Just a moment, Cisco. You've caused enough trouble here. I'm ordering you off this ranch.
Well, now, Arthur, Cisco's only doing what he thinks is right. If there's some mistake...
There is no mistake. Anyone with half an eye can see these two plotted to kill Bobby before he even set foot on the rancho.
See, anyone with half the eye.
You better be able to prove that, Cisco.
I can prove it. When you both spoke of the bed of the sombrero, I knew there was something wrong at the time. But I could not place my finger on it.
What was wrong, Cisco? It sounded all right to me.
If Lawson had fired the sombrero, we would have heard the gunshot.
That's right. We not hear one.
The first bullet holes in Lawson's sombrero were made by my guns when Pancho and I surprised him dry gulching the stagecoach.
That gotta be. This Dobson hombre tell the big lie.
Madge, you and Bobby get in the house, and I mean right now.
Come on, Bobby.
Not so fast, sir.
Bobby, look out!
Now let that Kirby Coyote grab Bobby, Cisco!
I bet him!
Let me go!
I'll let you go right into Cisco.
Hey, man, get out of my way.
I'll get you, bandido, for pushing little Bobby and Cisco.
You'll get a smack on the jaw, fat one.
Hey, Pancho, not down again.
Kirby's getting away.
I told you and Bobby to get in the house.
Watch Dobson. I will go after that coyote, Kirby.
Diablo! Diablo, ha!
Get him, Cisco! Get him!
Faster, Diablo. Faster, get up. Pull up your horse, Lawson. You do not have a chance of getting away. Faster, Diablo. Now, Lawson, get down!
So I don't have a chance, do I? We'll see about
that. We will see, homie. As we get to our feet.
If you get to your feet, you won't.
Get your fingers off my throat.
I'll choke the life out of you, Cisco. I can do it.
My fist is still... Now we will see. Upon your feet, you maverick.
This rock will smash your head in.
Drop it, homie, drop it.
I will on your head.
Not while I get it.
Oh, my arm. You'll break it.
Stop it, I say. Now. And this. And for choking me. Come on, hombre. Get up on your feet. I'm not finished with you yet.
No more, Cisco. I've had enough.
Up on your feet, Kirby. Will not be enough until you and that Dobson hombre are behind bars.
Tell Cisco and Pancho and Bobby dinner's all ready. Hurry and get washed.
We're all washed, Madge. We're coming right in.
This is the best part of the day to Pancho's dinner.
And breakfast and lunch and any time you can eat.
Senora Madge knows you too well, Pancho.
Well, this is my favorite part of the day, too.
Bueno, Bobby. If you eat a lot, you grow big like Cisco.
You going to stay out here on the ranch with us, Bobby?
Oh, you bet I am. I want to learn all there is to being a cowboy.
Well, the first thing to learn is not to keep the cook waiting. Sit down, all of you.
Oh, I'm going to like it out here. Hey, Pancho, will you teach me how to shoot a gun?
Hey, little niño. Pancho learned you how to make a fast throw with the holster and how to twirl the gun and how to be the sure shot
Well, Pancho...
Maybe it's better if Pancho learns you how to use the bullwhip. Pancho shows you how to snap the whip and how to knock a fly off a rock and how to make the bandidos jump. Would you hit the seat of their pantalones? Cisco!
Si, Pancho.
You know, it's better for little Bobby to get Senor Harry and Senora Madge for the guardians.
Si, si.
They will be like a father and mother to Bobby now that his uncle is in jail.
And that Uncle Arthur and Kirby Lawson bad hombres to try to kill the little Bobby.
See. But they are paying for their crimes.
You know, Cisco, that name Kirby is a funny name. Where did hombre get it?
Well, it is probably a family name.
Mm-hmm.
He must have been named after someone in his family.
Oh, Pancho, understand. Just like Pancho named after Rodriguez.
You are named after Rodriguez, Pancho?
Yeah, Pancho named after Rodriguez.
Well, now tell me, how could that be? How could your family name you Pancho after Rodriguez?
The family named Pancho's brother Rodriguez. And when Pancho was born, the family named Pancho after Rodriguez.
Oh, Pancho!
Oh, she's gone!
And so ends another exciting adventure with O. Henry's famous Robin Hood of the West, the Cisco Kid. Sure to listen again for another thrilling adventure of The Cisco Kid. Cisco Kid was played by Jack Mather, Pancho by Harry Lang.
Back. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode of OTRWesterns.com. Want to send me an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. Don't forget to check out the show notes site now, formatted for mobile devices, OTRWesterns.com. Call, leave me a voicemail, 707-986-8739. We're also on Facebook, facebook.com/OTRWesterns, and we can't forget Twitter, @OTRWesterns. Don't forget to rate this podcast. Just search iTunes for OTR Westerns. You'll find all of our shows within one nice feed, and subscribe to each one independently and leave feedback. That helps me out, lets me know what you guys think, and lets others find the podcast a lot easier. This podcast is copyright 2012 under the attribution non-commercial share-alike copyright. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/copyright. That's it. Have a great day. Again, thanks for listening. And I hope you enjoyed.